and welcome to a brand new episode of the Talk 20s podcast. And we're doing something a little bit different today because we wanted to cover some key topics about life in your 20s and cover them all for you in this episode. So we're here as a team today. Say hi, girls.
Hi.
So we've got me, Gabby, Olivia, and Georgia. And today we're going to be covering the topic of why you feel lost in your 20s and how you can fix it. It is totally normal to feel some element of lost. Lostness, is that a word? Lost. Yeah. Like to be a bit lost in your 20s. It is totally, totally normal. And today we're going to talk about why those feelings come about and also some really clear actions of what you can do to stop feeling that way. Now, you're not going to wipe it out completely, but there are definitely like tips and tricks that you can do to stop feeling so lost. In order to keep bringing you guys tons of free content, we work with brand partners who you'll hear from in this episode, including an advertisement from Zopa Bank. So, should we get started then?
Yeah, I'm excited for this episode.
I know, it's going to be a really, really good one. We've got so many things that we've kind of pre-planned and loads of tips that we've learned across the years from so many guests coming on the Talk 20s podcast and sharing their stories. Like, I just feel like a sponge, like I've soaked up all of this information and like we're here to give it in this episode.
Yeah.
We also talk about this all the time, like in work. Like, we're like, I feel like this. And we're like, have you thought about doing this? So this is basically a relay in our brains to our listeners as well.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a really, really good one. I think when you feel lost in your 20s, the number one thing that people talk about is uncertainty about the future. So we're going to go through five things today. The first one being uncertainty about the future.
Yeah.
So when I say like about the future, how does that make you guys feel?
Honestly, excited, but it is that feeling of being like overwhelmed and having so many plans that you can't pinpoint them.
Yeah. I think when I think the future, I'm like, oh, like 40 years time, but also the future's like tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I feel a bit confused. I'm like, I don't know what I'm planning for. Like how far in advance should I plan? So a bit confusion really.
Yeah. I think we've definitely all felt uncertainty about the future, like at every stage of our life.
And like clarity is so hard to find as well. Like when you're thinking like, oh, there's so many like options of like what I can do in my 20s. Like there's so many things you can do. Like actually finding that clarity of like, this is where I want to go. Like can be so overwhelming. Are there any like specific actions that stop you ever feeling like that uncertainty about the future?
I think it's like embracing the uncertainty. Like it's knowing in yourself that you don't have to have it all figured out and just being embracing the fact that you do not have to have a certain path about the future. Like you can't be like, you can't even think about the future if you're not present. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And literally everyone's experienced this.
Yeah.
So, and everyone is, you know, still plodding on with their lives and stuff like that. It's not like, I think a lot of people think, oh, I don't know where my future's going. And they think life is over. Like that's what a lot of people like put that together. Those two narratives are not the same thing.
No.
Like you might not be clear of the direction, but like, as long as you're still getting up and going to work and, or, you know, just doing a small step in like the direction, even if you feel like you're going nowhere, you're still bringing in money. You're still meeting new people. You're still learning things. Like you never just fully stood still, and I think that's what we always think, that we're just stood still if we're not making these great big moves in our career.
I think tracking is a really good tip. Set where you are and set where you want to be. Figure out what the steps are and work towards those steps. I think you can track where you are, where you're at then. Unless you track, like it's kind of like, oh, I feel like I'm not moving fast enough or I'm not going where I want to go. But if you actually list it, then you've got something to go off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think sometimes also it's like the little things that you don't even realize that are good and they're really hard to like pinpoint. Like, and I've said it before on the podcast, I have like this little folder in my phone that's called the hype files and it's like a screenshot. So whenever someone sends me like a nice message or we get a listener email in or, you know, a really good email, and you can do it like you just got promoted, your boss has just said, well done. Like any of those kind of things, you just got like a, you know, someone who wants to work with you on something, like screenshot it and put it in that file. So then you remind yourself, like, you know, it's, I think a lot of us think like success or going, you know, not feeling lost and all this kind of stuff is just that person over there. They've got such a clear thing and it's going tick, 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 tick. That's really not how it works out at all. So
I really like this thing that I've seen in a book called Designing Your Life. That's what the book's called. And it's called Wayfinding. So it's basically, they explain like the uncertainty about the future by, it's a process of figuring out where you want to go, even when you don't have a clear destination in focus. Like, and I feel like that sums it all up. And with all of these tips, like finding, like setting the plans and not being so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But so with your hype files, what do you do then if, even if the hype files aren't like really getting in there. What will you do at that step if you really are so overwhelmed by the future?
And just like don't know where I'm going and stuff. Yeah. I think I take a step back because like I think sometimes when you're in something, it's like it can totally take over and you just kind of like lose your way because you're just so in it. And I think sometimes you need to take a little zoomed out view of your life and be like, it's not that deep. Yeah, it really is not that deep. Like, you know, like, you know, for someone who is ambitious and young, like sometimes it's okay to just be like, God, it's all right if I spend 2 weeks and I'm just like chilling or I'm spending time with my friends or spending time with family. Like that is not wasted time. Yeah. And like so many people get drilled that hustle culture and it's like, you've got to be constantly doing this. Yeah. And nah, like if you're feeling stuck, take a step back.
And uncertainty means opportunity, right? Yeah. If it's not set, that means anything can be possible. Yeah, you can go in any particular way. So really, uncertainty, figure out what you like doing and just work towards that. It doesn't have to be all set in stone.
Yeah, 100%. Right, I feel like in your 20s, people are so stressed about this pressure, like having this pressure to succeed. Like people are so like, I've got to have done this by 30. I've got to actually have done this. I've got to earn this much money. I've got to buy a house.
My 20s
I've
should be to, like this.
Exactly. Like there's just so much pressure we put on ourselves. And why do we do it?
Society, man.
Why do we do it to ourselves?
Expectations are so overwhelming.
Yeah. I think obviously social media plays into it because now we can, well, it's not true. It's not real. Yeah. But we can see what everyone is up to.
Yeah.
Apart from you don't show all the bad stuff. And if you do, someone might do a real post about this is how life really is. But the majority of it, you're seeing people promoting a success and the way things are going. So like there's a lot of pressure because it's a lot about what we consume and we're consuming.
And also, we've grown up on the internet, guys. Yeah. Like we have, we're a generation that has grown up on the internet. So this has consumed our whole life. We're like the first generation to like really seriously go through this and having it be there from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to sleep, being bombarded by what's going on in other people's lives. Yeah. Like that is crazy. And so of course we're going to feel this like pressure to succeed when you see everyone else around you, you know, by getting promoted, having babies, buying houses, starting businesses, you know, all those kinds of things. But I think like when you're constantly like bombarded by that, it's very hard to then go, well, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
And like even cut yourself some slack, like when you're doing that as well.
Yeah.
The thing with pressure to succeed as well, I also think that like we've spent a long time obviously going through school and it's always about like the whole point of school is to release you out into the big wide world and be an adult and like prepare you for adult life. So then when you get to adult life, it's like, what am I supposed to do?
We're set up to not have failures, right? Yeah. Like you do this and you pass. So that's not real life, succeeding. So you do this and that's the result and that's succeeding.
And like, sorry to interrupt, but like when you go to university, they sell those courses based on your, like 94% of graduates had an amazing grad job when they come out of it. And so you're basically thinking such like, if I do this, then it will equal this. And you get to adult life and it's a bit like, oh, it doesn't really work like that. Like,
So. I think as well, like it's the, you either hear people saying your 20s are going to be the best years of your life, or you'll hear someone saying the 20s are the trenches.
Yeah.
Like there's never an in between. No one's ever just like, you know, just chill in your 20s, just try and find you.
That is exactly how I see it though. Yeah. Like I really just feel like your 20s should just be about figuring out what you like and trying to do more of it. Mm. Whether that's figuring out who you like spending time with, relationships, friendships, family, like all those kinds of things. You know, go into work, try some different things, like see what you like, see what you enjoy, like where you live, rent, obviously, try some places. Mm-hmm. And then you can start like figuring out like, okay, what is like right for me? Like, I think that's the biggest thing. A quick note from our sponsors, Zopa Bank, who are here to help you with your personal finance in the Zopa app. Zopa have a For You section on their app that gives you helpful, personalized insights, like reviewing your subscriptions, checking for cheaper broadband and energy bills. The first thing that you need to do is link your accounts using Open Banking. Once your accounts are connected, the available data will let Zopa understand your finances and give you personalized insights. It will also analyze your credit file and check your Zopa eligibility. Best of all, it's all free and at your fingertips always. So you can make sure you're making the best, most informed choice with your money 24/7. Download the Zopa app now to find out more.
I feel like it's like literally just figuring out who you are because you're a child, a teenager, and then all of a sudden you're this adult that has to have their whole life figured out. And I think like an action from that is like stop comparing yourself to other people. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are comparing yourself to Susan, who lives next door, who's 24, but she's married, she's got 5 dogs, and, you know, she's probably going to have a kid soon, and she's got this amazing career, but you might have only just came out of uni because you've done a gap year, and then, you know, you didn't want to find a job straight after because you wanted to go traveling.
Yeah.
How can you compare those two people? Yeah. Like, you can't. So different.
I think one of the tips that I would give is that nothing's real, right? We make everything happen. Yeah. Like, we kind of make up this world that we live in. Nothing's real. Like, someone's life who's the same age as you and lives in a different town will be completely different to yours. Like, it's only real for what you create. Mm. So don't let the pressure of it, like, get to you too much. Of course, there are responsibilities, but it's not real.
We're living in a simulation, guys. We are living in a simulation.
Everything's fake.
Everything's fake. It's all AI. Nah, jokes.
Yeah, we're not even here. Yeah. Like, what?
Don't know. That used to actually really stress me out.
I know. It's mental. But I also think that, like, a lot of people put this pressure on themselves because they think they're like, what's the alternative of not succeeding? Well, it's failing. And then they like completely have this whole like fear of failure and kind of like, you know, have such anxiety about making the wrong decision. And what if that doesn't work out for me? And, you know, am I making a mistake? And I think we're petrified of it as 20 somethings. I think we're petrified of failure. That's why we talk about it in every single episode. Tell us what you failed at and like how it shaped your life. Yeah. Like, it's so important.
It's crazy as well, isn't it? Because it's the fear of failure which stops you from living. But then it's even the fear of failure, like, stops you from even trying to do anything. So it's, you might be in the middle of doing something, you're like, oh, I don't want to keep pushing this because I might fail. But sometimes I also stop myself from even trying because I'm like, what's the point? That might just fail. Like, oh, it's so overwhelming.
Yeah. I think it leads into like the fear is like making the wrong decision and not having enough time. I think obviously as 20 something, it's like we're young people, but also there's this like feeling of, am I young? Like, am I old? Like, what stage am I actually at? Because we just haven't experienced it yet. So we don't, like, what have we got to go off? So yeah, I think the fear is like, is real, but we're just learning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My best piece of advice when it comes to fear of failure is actually like, and a lot of people probably wouldn't advise you to do this, but actually think of like, what is the worst case scenario that could happen? Mm-hmm. What is the worst case scenario? What happens if you hate the job that you're just about to move to? And think about the things that you would do if that were the case. And no, not go cry in a corner and think your life is over. That is not the answer. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, well, can I keep a positive door open where I currently am? So potentially if I go there for a month and I don't like it, I can potentially go back. I'll leave on good terms. Can I, you know, go freelance and work for myself? Mm-hmm. Can I jump on jump on a plane and go to Australia and do some traveling and stuff like that? Okay, I'm going to make sure I've saved up enough so that is an option for me. Like, think of the worst case scenario and think of just the ways that you would handle it if that happened. And then if it does happen, you're like, well, I've got a plan. Yeah. Like, it's sometimes that is as simple as just figuring out like what could, you know, what's the scariest thing that could happen? Okay, I got a plan for that.
Yeah, I'm sorted. We'll do it. Absolutely.
We're sorted.
I've seen a thing as well when it's like fearless dream prompts. So if you write down, basically if you got a sheet and it leads on to that. So what would you dream to do if there were no such thing as failure? So if you sat down, because sometimes you're thinking of all of these goals, but without even realizing, you're already attaching fear onto it without even having that anxious state. But if you just sat down and was like, if fear did not exist, if the sky was the limit, where would I want to be? What would I want to be? Who would I want to be? Like, what values would I have? If you write all of that down, and then say even in 6 months' time, you were like, oh, I really feel like I'm not in the place that I need to be in life right now. Go back to that piece of paper and be like, okay, what is that fearless dream that I have? And what stopped me from getting on that track? And then you could literally just like write down like, I maybe was a bit lazy, or, you know, I didn't leave that job when I got given another job opportunity. And then you'll really like self-analyze yourself in a more positive way, I feel like, because we're all so guilty of doing that, like self-analyzing and like therapizing ourselves. And then that just leads into more failure.
The negativity is real in your 20s. Like, getting positive self-thought in there is like a big thing with which ties into all of these, I think. Like, definitely, just trying to reposition your thoughts.
Yes. Exactly. I think that's such a big one for fear of failure as well, as because it does lead into anxiety in your mindset. It really is finding like a healthy way of coping. Mm-hmm. And we've got like so many episodes with
so many.
You know, we've just done one with Tam Kaur and she's speaking about like how you can rewire your brain basically. Mm-hmm. So go check that out.
There is, it is. There are so many things, and not to go like too woo woo on you guys, but like visualization is massive. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't mean sit there and like, you don't have to like meditate and all this kind of stuff. I mean, just like instead of feeling the fear and all the things that can go wrong, and you've already listed out all of those things and all those going around your head, just sit there and imagine what it would look like if it goes right. Yeah. And like picture that every single day and the life that you want. Like a lot of people go, that's too woo-woo for me. But like, actually, it does really work. And Maya Rakora's episode of the Talk 20s podcast covers this loads.
Yeah, so it's like, do you want to be sat thinking about all the things that can go bad? Or do you want to be sat thinking about all of the ways your life could be improved if it's going better? I know which one I'd be. I know which side I go in. I am known for overanalyzing, being anxious, all of this stuff. But like really sitting there and doing exactly that of being like, okay, let's say I'm a new character in my own life. If I was in a movie playing myself and I didn't have these traits, what would I be doing? And what types of things would I be doing? Okay, I'd probably be getting up earlier than I do. I'd probably be drinking water in the morning. I'd probably be reading a book. And it's like, okay, I can literally do all of these things right now. Why am I not doing them? Mm-hmm. So it does definitely help.
You can't figure out life on an empty stomach. We interrupt this podcast with a message from our newest sponsor, Lidl. Imagine working for one of the best supermarkets with the tastiest bakery. Well, this could be one of you guys. Lidl are now hiring for their retail graduate management program. You could be a future leader in logistics, sales, or supply chain. Salaries start at 38K, which is a pretty sweet starting salary. Whilst this sounds like too good an opportunity to miss, remember guys, stepping into management early on in your career is not for the faint-hearted. You've got to be prepared to work hard so you can see the rewards. But if this sounds like you, then what are you waiting for? Lidl grads, big opportunities. Click the link in our IG bio or show notes of the podcast for more info and to apply now. One of the hardest things, undoubtedly, about your 20s is the fact that we earn shit all most of the time. Like, we're all starting from the beginning, aren't we? And only if you're very lucky and you land that grad job coming out and stuff, we all start pretty, you know, we all have to start somewhere. And you're at the start, you're at the beginning. And yeah, you might have done a bit of part-time work, you might have done in, you know, a year out at uni, you might have like somehow got those steps on the working ladder. But ultimately, most of us in our early 20s are skint, right? Yeah. And that financial instability can play into our mental health like so, so much. Mm-hmm. And I think when we talk about feeling lost in your 20s, that is such a huge part of it that I think people are afraid to talk about.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a taboo topic. People are speaking about it more. And, you know, that's why we work with like Zopa. We do street interviews, if you've seen them. And we really try and like go into these taboo topics. But it is something. And as well, it's like financial instability. But like, if you've not been brought up with money, like I weren't brought up with money. None of us really came from like a massively financially wealthy background. You can have like a scarcity mindset.
Yeah.
And you can be almost afraid of, I know I like grew up in a council's estate. Mm-hmm. I did not know what budgeting was. I did not know what it meant. Like
you budget nothing.
Yeah, I can't budget nothing, exactly. I remember like not even realizing like, I thought like £20,000 a year was like an amazing amount of money. Mm-hmm. So that's all I ever set my goal to be like, I want to be in a job that makes me earn 20K a year.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to be so rich when that happens. Mm. And then you get into life and you start doing all of the previous four steps.
Don't go very far.
It doesn't go very far, especially the cost of living. So I think definitely like practicing like mindfulness when it comes to money.
Yeah.
And I think that definitely has played and helped
this
into
is where,
my
like,
life.
Like I think we'd all agree that like when your upbringing has taught you loads of things about money, sometimes you have to do a little bit of like undoing. You have to kind of do a little thinking, like, you know, whether that is like learning how to budget or thinking about like money mindset or all of those kind of things. I have been on a journey to start thinking differently about money. Yeah. And one of the biggest impacts was actually like being in a relationship with someone who has a completely different money mindset to me, because I was like, oh, it was like really interesting. And then your friends are having different money mindsets and you're like, okay, you think about money very differently to how I think about money.
Yeah. You know? I think a massive tip actually for a young adult is to actually, it sounds daft, but like look into money. What does money get you? Where do you need to spend money? How can you look after it? Like just understanding it more, because like I think it's so true that coming from different backgrounds, and then as you get to be your own adult, get to be your own person, it's kind of like, well, if I just stick with what I already know, like maybe there's a better way. So I think it's really important to actually explore, like, what does it mean to like have financial wealth? Like, is that physically like how much money you have in your bank, or is it how well you budget, or is it what you think certain things can get you? Like, I think it's important to understand what it means, and not just that having X amount means you're financially well.
Oh yeah, because like the same amount of money to two different people can go a long way or a little way,
exactly,
depending on how 100%. You're spending it. So like having a budget, fixing your like scarcity mindset of, you know, maybe you did grow up with money, but maybe you've grown up when you're in this like, you can only spend this much money. Like just if you didn't grow up poor, you can still grow up with a scarcity mindset.
Yeah.
Like your parents might have been tight, like, sorry, you know what I mean? Yeah. So,
and also bigger expenses, right?
Bigger expenses,
100%.
Yeah. Having this, having the budget. And
I think actually this is worth an episode in itself.
Yeah,
just talking
definitely.
About like money and like in your 20s we've and how it's such a big deal. I mean, we've got quite a few different episodes that we've spoken to people, but I think like, you know, it's something we've spoken about a lot, but it's such an interesting topic that I think we should dive into a lot deeper, because you can make a lot of money in your 20s.
Yeah.
But a lot of these things are things you have to overcome in order to do that. Budgeting. Mm-hmm. Getting over that scarcity mindset, learning how to handle debt, both good and bad, good and bad debt sort of thing.
Yeah. So. I think that they're all like actions that someone could take from this episode right now as well. Yeah. Like you can do all these things really fast, and then we'll work on another episode for you that'll go deep diving into this. But fix that mindset, get a budget. Like we'll try and get maybe like a budget sheet or something, and we'll try and attach this or put it on our socials. We'll try and find a really good one for you guys that you can use, because when I first started working with Gabby, she sat me down and she was like, Georgia, where is your money?
Because you came to me with a problem. You were like, I'm getting paid every month, but I was like, I don't know where it's going. And I was like, do you have a budget? And you were like, no. Let's take a quick pause for a second. If you're an OG listener of the podcast, you'll know I haven't always had the easiest ride with my mental health in my 20s. Our newest paid partner, BetterHelp, which gives you access to online therapists, is something that's helped me immensely. With BetterHelp, you can have your therapy sessions as a phone call, a video chat, or even via messaging if you prefer that. Whatever is the most comfortable version of therapy for you. To get started, you fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you'll get matched with a therapist, in most cases within 48 hours or less. You'll then be able to schedule therapy sessions at a time that's convenient for you. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/talk20s, and that link will also get you 10% off your first month too.
My biggest tips, like practical tips, would be look at the money that's coming in, whether that's a salary or whether it's freelance work or whatever type of money you're getting in. Look at that money, look at what it is, look at what you've got going out, so look at your expenses, and then separate it into how much do your expenses take away out of your budget, and then actually budget. So if you need to save for a particular thing, have, I think it's called a sinking fund. Have a sinking fund, have a saving fund, and have like an expenses fund, so that you're not kind of getting all your money and being like, right, it's all gone now, or I've got to put it all away. Like even if it's £10 in each pot, I think having pots and having different accounts where you can separate your money is really useful, so that it's not all getting confused into one account or into one pot. If you can visually see this is separated into, for example, £10 for different pots, you then know what you've got to spend. And I think that's really crucial to knowing how to manage it in the best way.
And obviously Zopa has been a sponsor of the podcast for a long time, but we genuinely use their pots, like all the, especially with the
this is not the ad
the
section
smart saver.
Guys.
This is not well
recruited. This is practical.
Ultimately, that is how, we were just saying earlier, like that is how we all manage our money. Like we, you know, when everything we're saving for stuff or seeking sinking funds, we put it all in Zopa, and you can just put it in pots and it's gaining interest.
Yeah, I have like a direct debit that comes out of my bank now. I've only just started doing it, just
that's
to clarify,
a good tip. Direct debits.
Direct debits to pay things off. You know, when I came out of uni, I may or may not have maxed out my overdraft on a student card, and I ran away from that so fast. I went to a whole different bank, made a whole different bank account, and I'm not going to lie, that kind of did help for me. Like, I'm not a financial expert, but that helped for me just because now I can have my normal account and pay into my overdrafts off the other one. So yeah, just, you can't compare. Like, it always comes down to comparison. You can't compare your own financial life to someone else's, because you just don't know where they're at. Like, they could be rich, but maybe they're in 40K debt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just never know. Well, the very last thing, number five, we've got overwhelming choices. Now, I think this is the biggest one for me that I still struggle with to this day. There are so many ways your life can go. There are 5,000 other Gabbies out there living completely different
Gabby,
lives to me.
There's no one like you out there.
Oh, thanks, babe. But there is, like, that I believe ultimately, like, the butterfly effect, and that, like, one simple like thing in your life can change your whole trajectory. And you just kind of have to, like, let it go. Like, that your life is going to go how your life is going to go. And I think if we're so, like, you know, controlling over, like, there being so many options, but I don't know which one to pick, like, just relax.
Yeah. It all comes down to, like, free will as well. Like, isn't it crazy that, like, free will exists, and it links into, like, the butterfly effects? Because I believe that there's, like, a plan and purpose for my life, but then I also am like, okay, that didn't happen, but has it happened? Is it because I was in a good mindset? And if it's not happened because I kind of valued myself more, that's actually led me onto a better path than where I was going.
Yeah. I think as well, it goes back to what I said earlier about just remembering, like, of course things are real, but it's not that serious.
Yeah,
of course there are serious things, but I think we just put pressure on ourselves, which isn't necessary. So having so many choices is sometimes hindering. But obviously, if you were to, like, take a step back, sometimes it's like, why have I been thinking so hard about this? And why have I not just gone with what feels right?
I also think the perfect example of this is, like, relationships. You always think that the grass is going to be greener. Yeah. Like, you think that there's, like, so, you know, oh, I like him, but will I like someone else more? Like, I think this is, like, so clearly visible in, like, the way that we all date as young people now, that actually sometimes you just got to make a decision and commit to it and go, like, I'm going to put my all into this. And there's something to be said for that I think ultimately can land you in a better place than umming and ahhing for, like, ages, basically.
Yeah, and it's social media as well, isn't it? Like, I think, isn't it crazy that, like, our parents or, like, our nan and granddad, they weren't sat on an app like TikTok that showed them so many different men and women. Yeah. And then they're sat there with the boyfriend, but they're still like, oh, this person's good looking. Yeah. This person's good looking. Mm-hmm. Like, it is, like, there is something to be said about like actually committing to a choice and just like being like, that's my choice.
But equally, nothing's forever.
Nothing is forever.
Exactly, yeah.
So, I mean, go with whatever's right at the time. But I think that's a massive thing. It seems like when there's so many choices, it's overwhelming. Like, I've got to make the right decision. This is going to be it. And it's like, do you know what? Give it a go. If it's not right, who cares?
I think ultimately, to summarize this whole episode, your 20s are a contradiction. Like, sometimes it's like, you need to just make that decision. And sometimes it's just like, make the decision and you can change. Like, I think the whole, like, summary of this is like, it's not that deep. Like, you will be okay no matter how your 20s go. So there are many more decades after this. And there are so many, like, new routes you can take, and your life is just as important as the people that you see online. So guys, let us know if you've enjoyed this episode. It's a short one today, and we're going to do many more like this. So tell us in the comments what you'd like us to cover in the next episode, what you're struggling with in your 20s, and we will answer it here on the podcast and come back next week for another episode.
Bye.